Tomorrow, the federal court will hear a case brought by electricity giant AGL against Greenpeace. AGL has accused the environmental group of infringing the company's intellectual property. But Greenpeace argues that public interest and open debate should trump copyright and trademark legal protections. Greenpeace lawyer is Katrina Bullock, speaking with Damien Carrick.
AGL Energy has launched legal action against the environmental charity Greenpeace Australia Pacific following the launch of a Greenpeace campaign that called AGL out as Australia's biggest corporate climate polluter. Now, that claim is based on information published by the Australian Government Clean Energy Regulator. So that data shows that the coal behemoth is responsible for 8% of Australia's total emissions, so more than twice the amount of the next biggest emitter of greenhouse gases. And AGL currently generates 85% of its power from coal, with renewables making up just 10% of its portfolio. But despite its emissions and the fact that only a relatively small portion of its assets are renewable, AGL continues to advertise itself to the market as a leader in the transition to renewable energy. And a lot of its advertising is designed to give that impression.
So can you describe for me the campaign material aimed at the company?
So the campaign had a number of different elements. The release of a research report was the first element, and that showed AGL's contribution to the climate crisis. But then that report was accompanied by a digital online campaign in which Greenpeace published parodies of AGL's advertising. So parodies of advertising which the company had put out to convince people that it was a renewable energy leader. And that creative material included a parody of AGL's name and logo, which recast AGL as a new acronym for Australia's greatest liability. And the mock ads also included the headline claim, "Still Australia's biggest polluter," and they prominently displayed the Greenpeace logo so that the viewer was aware who had authored the parodies.
The campaign material features the AGL logo, which are the letters AGL and a series of five blue rays or beams that come away from the letters. That features very prominently in the campaign. What's the legal action that AGL has taken against Greenpeace in light of this campaign? It's alleging breach of copyright and breach of trademark, isn't it?
That's correct. In relation to the trademark infringement claim, it's really important to note that in Australia, trademark infringement only occurs where a mark is used in the course of trade. And given that this is a public interest campaign conducted by a not-for-profit, which is designed to criticise AGL's environmental record and greenwashing practices, the campaign doesn't sell a good or service. So then turning to their copyright claim, copyright law has a built-in free speech safeguard known as fair dealing. The Copyright Act allows people to use creative works, even where they have copyright protection, where the use is a fair dealing for the purposes of criticism, review, parody, or satire.
AGL have given me a statement. They've said, quote, AGL has no intention of stifling public debate. We do, however, reserve our rights to defend our brand under Australian law. The legal application seeks to prevent unlawful use of the AGL brand, including our logo, as part of a third-party campaign, and it is not at all intended to silence the campaign itself. So they would say that, look, talk about us as much as you want, but don't infringe our intellectual property rights.
Unfortunately for AGL, the law is designed to ensure that people can't use copyright to stifle the flow of information on matters of public interest.
Now, observers might say, look, Greenpeace is very, very adept at media campaigns. It's what they do, and it is the one being strategic here. But you're very good at generating attention. Does this litigation serve your purposes, perhaps as much as AGL's?
It's quite interesting because if you want to silence something, probably the last thing you should do is take a legal action in the courts to silence it, because it will probably end up over the front page of most Australian mainstream media. It certainly isn't that harmful for the campaign that AGL has attempted to sue us in this way. But I think it is very harmful to their interests, because over the last few weeks, you would have seen a number of headlines. AGL sues environmental charity over campaign calling AGL out as Australia's biggest climate polluter. You know, that's information that they don't really want in the public domain. It's verifiable, publicly available government data, but it's also data that they don't want their consumers and investors and the general public knowing, because it does harm their brand.
That's Greenpeace lawyer Katrina Bullock speaking with Damien Carrick. AGL declined to be interviewed for this story, and you can hear more about the case that goes before the federal court on the Law Report with Damien this afternoon at 5:30, right here on RN.